Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome wrestling fans. You up on here on Wrestling It Factor for the news, views, rumors, and pop culture in the world of pro wrestling. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, that was Fat Joe, Envy, and some classic shit. So, Brian XO will be with us shortly, so... a little tidbit that TNA did a 1.1 again for the third week in a row. Sorry, Dixie, but you're not drawing the audience. You're not doing the proper procedures how to draw casual fans to your product. And one thing that really pissed me off on Impact was the X division now has new rules. It's now a 230-pound weight division. Ain't that a bitch? And once again, and also, every match must be a three-way. What kind of shit Bruce pressure on? Why they have to hire this motherfucker to be had three roles in TNA, head of creative and talent relations? What a prick motherfucker. So, and they should realize that X Division is no limits. Him and Bischoff is out of touch. So even though Impact was a pretty solid show with Bully Ray, telling his side of the story of how his plan with the Aces of Eights was a 9-month plan that worked out successfully. So that explained everything. And also in the news that Stephanie McMahon could be possibly in her husband Paul Levesque, aka Triple H corner for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania to even the side since Paul Heyman is in Brock's corner. So they recently showed a video of her getting in some boxing training. And once again, Vince McMahon has spiked up the prices for WrestleMania to $5 more. Now it's $60 for standard pay-per-view, and for HD is $69.99. This is fucking crazy. That's basically a total of two ordering two pay-per-views in one, but it's not even worth it for 4 hours. Well, what happened to the days of them being $29.99? You get your money's worth. But I'm looking forward to the Undertaker CM Punk match. That should steal the show. So, but it seemed like it's mostly rematches and stuff. And somehow I really think that Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger match won't be the opener for some strange reason. And yeah, I've been into the March Madness games on CBS and other networks. Man, my bracket is halfway fucked up. So I wasn't expect Harvard to move on to the next round. And what killed me right there was Jo and also the other game was Georgetown and Florida Gulf Coast. Oh shit, man. They fucked up my bracket even more. They actually handed Georgetown a beating. At least my stronger teams, Duke and Syracuse and Miami U, are still in it. I can't complain about that. And TNA recently did most of their take pay-per-views in the Impact Zone for the last time in Orlando. Even though it seemed like it was a waste that even for the World Cup that most of the talent had visa issues, but Dixie waited for the last minute to get things situated and shit. What do you expect? Basically, they had like not Team Canada, Team UK, Team USA. And the funniest part, the aces are eight, which is no country. That was actually, that shit was crazy with, and you had some turning stars and some of the other pay-per-views, even ones that never been a TNA, like Funaki. He was part of the World Cup, part of Team International with Sanjay Dutt. Even though Sanjay Dutt is from the VA, Virginia area, so that shows that that was sort of like a waste of taping. And also they had the best TNA, I guess, world champion of all time tournament, that came down to Robert Roode winning overall with no AJ Styles participating, since they trying to start this new character for AJ. It resembled the old Sting gimmick from WCW 90, circa 96. Wow, TNA, how creative is that? It has to be an Eric Bischoff idea. You can't bring back the fucking NWO. You can't bring back the Sting gimmick. What the fuck? Yes, we are having technical difficulties right now with Blog Talk Radio. So let's go out to the phone. Yes, you're on Wrestling It Factor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Who's speaking?
This is Shawn Michaels. Hey, what's up, man? It's Brian XL.
Yeah, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Somebody gave me this number, told me to call in the radio.
Yeah, what are you calling out of?
I'm calling about New York. We got I'm throwing a show March 30th, the House of Glory Wrestling School, on this Saturday coming up in Ridgewood, Queens. So if you live in the
Yeah.
New York area and you want to watch some real wrestling, we got Tommy Dreamer, Zema Hyen from TNA, Sanjay Dutt, Amazing Red. So, if you're in the New York area and you want to watch some wrestling, tune in. You go to the website, houseofgloryonline.com.
Right. And the owners are Brian XO and
Amazing Red.
Amazing Red, yeah.
Yeah, this is Burning Show.
Yeah. And recently they've been putting on shows in that area.
Yeah. We try to throw shows every month. The next one, March 30th, and then one after one is April 12th, and then May 25th.
Oh, that's what's up.
How many listeners? Do you have some listeners out there or no?
Yes, we do. Yes. Have you been watching any other indies or going to them up in the New York area?
Yeah, I've been going to not in New York area, in Jersey. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, Extreme Rising. There's a couple of good independent events. There's actually a big wrestling weekend, April 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah, and I think that's I think the promoter out there is Kevin Matthews, one of the promoters.
Yeah, Eric Tabout.
Yeah.
Eric Matthews is I think he's one of the main wrestlers there, but Eric Tabout and Pat Buck is the owners of Pro Wrestling Syndicate. They throw extremely huge shows, and I'm actually wrestling for them May 18th. They're running in April. Every time those guys throw a show is huge. You know, they have superstars in that show. So
right. Like the last one I seen was Mr. Belden from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
As the guest GM.
Yeah. They always bring someone out. You know, they have a huge crowd and
And I noticed that they have talent like Jay Lethal coming by, Devin Moore.
Yeah, it's a lot of big wrestlers. I used to wrestle for them a lot, but I'll be back to wrestle with them May 25th.
Okay.
And,
What's your
May
name?
18th. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's your ring name?
Brian XL.
Brian XL. Okay. Yes, you was trained by Mikey Whitrick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what got you pursuing pro wrestling?
I've watched wrestling since I was younger. I really didn't take it serious. I used to wrestle before when I was like 18, 19, and didn't take it serious. I left for a couple of years, came back. But I've always been a big fan of wrestling. So we used to train in Brooklyn in Best-Buy and like an abandoned church, me and Amazing Red and a couple other guys, Quiet Storm. And then we had did a show on Long Island, and Mikey Whipwreck was there, Steve Carino, and a couple other ECW guys. And from there we met Mikey Whipwreck, and from there he put us under his wing, and he trained us at the House of Hardcore.
Right. And I remember seeing your one of your shows at Frank Goodman's USA Pro
yeah,
Pro
that
Wrestling.
Was years ago.
Yeah, that was years ago.
That's when I first started.
Right. I think that was actually the one with a memorial of Dick Dudley.
Yeah. It was like a gauntlet match. I was like in a gauntlet match or something.
Right.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I was wrestling that time for like 2 years.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
And then from there I went to Ring of Honor. And then from after that I just stopped wrestling.
Right. You was currently in Urban Wrestling Federation for a short stint?
Yeah, I was in Urban Wrestling Federation
And what's your opinions on Steve the Hustler?
Yeah. Urban Wrestling, they did a pay-per-view in the Hammerstein Ballroom, and I wrestled for them. It was kind of cool. Good experience.
Right. And they recently also used some of the students from House of Glory?
Actually, no. They used students from some other place. Like, they didn't use my students.
Right. And let's see, word associations. Ralph Feinstein.
Excuse me?
What's your opinion on Ralph Feinstein, the former owner of RH?
He's a good dude. Good friend of mine. He's cool. I know him for a lot of years before he opened up Ring of Honor. He actually got us booked in Puerto Rico for Victor Quiñones. And Nah, he's just a good guy. You know, I'm cool with him. And that's about it. I don't know him outside of wrestling, but I know him inside of wrestling, and he's been around for a long time.
Right. How is it like working with Boss Mahoney and Tommy Dreamer?
It was good. I wrestled Boss Mahoney a couple of months ago, and then I wrestled Tommy Dreamer last month. He's a good guy. Tommy Dreamer showed me a lot of things, and he talked to me, and we went out to eat and after the show, and it was a good experience. He just dropped some knowledge on me and let me know a couple of things, what I need to do. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He just, he's supposed to be in our show March 30th. He's a good guy, man. He's a legend in my eyes. You know what I mean? He's been doing it for a long time.
Right. And how about your Amazing Red and the Maximo Brothers?
Amazing Red is like my brother. You know, we've been traveling all the places together, and he showed me a lot of things, and he's actually my partner when it comes to the House of Glory Wrestling School. It's me and him is the owners, and we all meet together all the time. We travel a lot, and the Maximos, they're doing their thing. I haven't seen them in a long time. We don't really keep in contact with each other, but for Amazing Red, he's like my brother. We're doing a good job over here at House of Glory Wrestling School. We have like 30 students. We throw shows every month, and it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Right. And I think the most important thing about training is also the ring psychology.
Yes.
I think that's so important.
Of course. That's wrestling right there. Ring psychology is, you gotta be able to tell a story. You know what I mean? It has to make sense.
Right. And what's your opinion on the current product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
To be honest with you, I don't. People be saying this, and you know, and I haven't watched wrestling in a long time. Like, I haven't watched WWE in a long time, and TNA in a long time, and like I won't be able to tell you. Like, I haven't watched it in so long. Like, you know, I just don't watch it. You know, and I should be. Like, you know, I should be able to watch. I used to watch it a lot. I used to watch a lot of TNA. And WWE sometimes, but what I'm hearing, it's not doing so good. But I really don't be watching it. I'm gonna start. I have to start watching to see what's going on. But I've really been missing less. I haven't watched WWE like in a year. And last time I watched TNA was in Thanksgiving. I was at my brother's house and he was watching it. But besides that, I really don't be up on it.
Right. It's like WWE always pick up at during the WrestleMania. Months, but it's like a downfall during the rest of the months.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think wrestling needs something new. You know, it's the same thing. Everybody gonna know. You're gonna know who's gonna win or what's gonna happen before it happens. And it's just the same thing cycle. You know, it's just wrestling really really needs something new.
Right.
You know what I mean, WWE is getting a lot of new faces, though, you know, and good, you know, and a lot of things, but especially like independent guys, they got to get more independent guys more attention, because they're the ones that, like, look at CM Punk, he came from Ring of Honor, he came from Independence, Bryan Danielson, and, you know,
and the current Chris Hero is down there at NXT.
Yeah, and El Generico, and I just heard a friend of mine told me that Sammy Callahan is supposed to be going like next month or 2 months, so that's good for him. So it's like, you know, now they're picking up indie guys. It's gonna make wrestling more interesting, and it's gonna make me want to watch it.
Right.
Because right now it's just like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm definitely a fan of wrestling, you know, WWE and TNA and Ring of Honor, and I would love to wrestle
right.
with them, but just the way it is now, the things I'll be hearing is just like, you know.
Yeah. And it's like TNA, Dixie Carter's, she don't have no outline on wrestling, and she using Hogan, Bischoff, and Bruce Prichard to run the show, but they out of touch of what's out there today with the X division and the women's knockout division. They don't
TNA started off of X division guys. You know, when I was
right.
watching TNA, and this is when I stopped wrestling. Like, I was watching TNA came out, then I stopped wrestling, and then I used to watch TNA a lot, and that's
right.
when Low Key was there, Amazing Red, Jay Lethal, and Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, you know, I could mention like going on a lot of X Division guys that built that company, Samoa Joe, but
right.
The Young Bucks. But it's just like it's all different now. Like Hogan came in, and I don't have nothing against Hogan and Eric Bischoff. You know, I'm a fan of Hogan.
Yeah.
Since I was younger, but the way they he could be able to do more, like better, and make it more like at least half X Division and half veterans. Instead of just like the way it's looking now, it's just, you know, like
yeah.
I haven't been watching it. Like I told you, I don't watch
yeah.
it. But
they
what
kind
I've
been
of hearing,
right?
Yeah, what I'm hearing is like they're trying to have like a WCW kind of thing, and it's just not working.
Right, recreate
people don't want to see
the
that.
NWO and the Sting gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? People want to see that. People want to see something new. So that's when the X Division was out, a lot of people
right.
was watching. You know what I mean? Like people was loving TNA and. You know, it's just, you know, there's nothing you can really do. You know, like me, I'm a wrestler, and I got my own business. I got my wrestling school, and I'm happy, and hopefully I make it up there, you know, and shake the business real quick, you know. But
right.
till then, I'm just going to be doing my thing, and
yeah.
I wish him the best.
Right. And I heard that Triple A Mexico is moving to the is touring the U.S. Next year. And it's going to be on a new network, Spanish network.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
Conan was talking about that recently on MLW Radio.
Oh, nice.
I had a talk with him, and he was talking about this would be more of a product for and also expand the diversity and everything.
Yeah.
And they're going to be on a more different level than the current products in the U.S. like WWE and TNA.
Yeah, it's like just don't get me wrong, you know, like I like the TNA and the WWE, you know, and ROH is just, you know, it's just something has to happen, you know. So if Conan came to do that, I think that would give more opportunities for younger guys. You know, like in the independent scene right now, me in my opinion, Pro Wrestling Syndicate and Extreme Rising, the fans that
right.
these guys bring in, like it's a lot of fans, you know. And
right.
and also there's a promotion in LA. I don't know if you heard of it. PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla in California.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing huge. It's huge. Everybody's trying to get in, and when you watch
yeah.
the shows and on YouTube and all that, they got like all the best independent stars out there are wrestling
yeah.
with this company. You know, so
Brian XL. Yeah, we're about to run out of time.
Oh, all right, it's all good. So for listeners, man, if they want to enjoy the show next Saturday, March 30th, Ridgewood, Queens, 1630, Winfield. We have a big event, so hopefully I'll see you guys there.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me, man. All
right. Thanks a lot.
All right. All right. All right.
LT, all my peace who passed away. Yeah. Rest in peace. myself alone, just praying to God, hoping that today won't be the last. I mean, just the other day, this kid I knew got blast.
Hey, word.
But they won't.